Neil Atkinson speaking to Daniel Gee, author of Build the Invisible, which we've spoken to him about recently, and Football Law, just to talk about the almost lay the groundwork for further conversations about the next sort of 3 or 4 years of the way in which football is going to develop, sort of domestically and internationally, Daniel, in a way around structures. I think that what's got the headlines recently has been the Crouch Report and now the fan-led review and the idea that there will be a form of legislation enacted, it looks like. I'm intrigued by the Premier League response to this, first and foremost, because I think the first thing that we've seen there is I think there's been a slightly greater willingness in the very short term from the Premier League to look to work with the government on this. And I think that's in part because they possibly want to get it in before there's a Labour government. I don't know what you think about that, but I feel as though there's so many balls in the air in amongst the fan-led review that there may well be, you know, a desire from them to try to get a settlement now before one that they might like less is imposed upon them.
I also maybe take a slightly more pragmatic view of that, which is when I read the white paper and then wrote a few bits and different things, because I always find when you write, you have to actually work it through, actually, yes, don't you, and actually say something of value or try and understand it, is if the main part of the white paper, in my mind, is on cost control and sustainability, they're obviously the boring watchwords, but actually that's the thing that really matters in the end. My view on that is I actually think the white paper is relatively proportionate, is actually practical and pretty sensible when it comes to the cost control, because it's actually not cost control. What it's actually saying is we're going to take a bit of a holistic view to stuff. We're going to make sure that the owners have to supply actually pretty robust business cases.
Yeah.
They have to justify whether they're going to spend more than they earn. And if they are, then they need to put it away somewhere for a rainy day and think about worst case scenario planning. And so long as people are acting sustainably and living within their means, clubs, then they're not going to have a problem. And if people are going to spend more than they earn, they need to show how they're going to shore up the hole. And that, to me, is very different to FFP. It's different to cost control. You can only spend X amount more and all the rest of that type of stuff. This is almost like, show us your business plan. And if you're going to be making a loss, show us the money.